Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Lamed Hey, a new Perek, a new topic. This Perek deals with the descendants of Yisro. Yisro's descendants had something very special going for them. They had a very deep chavivus for Torah, a very great love for the study and observance of the Torah. Obviously, related to Moshe Rabbeinu, it rubbed off. Moshe Rabbeinu's influence rubbed off on Yisro and his descendants. And they all converted. They all became Gerim and Klal Yisrael. And here Yirmiyah is being sent to speak to them and asking them to do something. Now this Perek is going back in time. We learned even yesterday, according to what we learned yesterday, in Perek Lamed Dal, the Maisa with the slaves, that entire chapter, according to some opinions, took place before the siege in the time of Tzidkiyah. Two Perakim back. That was the Nevu that took place at the very last moment, right before the Chorban. We went backwards, according to most of the commentators yesterday, to what took place 3 years before the Chorban. And now we're going back even more. We're going back like 10 years approximately. We're going back to the time of Yehoyakim. Again, after the death of Yoshiyahu, there were 22 years left until the Chorban. The first 11 of those years, the Melech was Yehoyakim, followed by another 11 years of Tzidkiyahu. So this Perek, this chapter that we're reading now, the events took place during the time of Yehoyakim. Hadavar ha-shohoya el Yirmiyahu meis Hashem bimei during the days of Yehoyakim, ben Yoshiyahu, melech Yehuda lemar sfalos. Holoich, I want you to go and travel beis horei chavim. The beis horei chavim is the name of a family who are descendants of Yisrael. And again, these are people that specialized, they devoted their lives to the study of Torah. V'dibarta, I said, I want you to speak to them. V'havi oisam beis Hashem, I want you to speak to them. I want you to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. El to achas halish haleshachos, one of the chambers. You can select whichever chamber you want. V'hishkisa oisam yoyin, and I want you to give them wine to drink. Now, what was the request? This family was known not to drink wine. They had a tradition going back from the time of Yisro that they should not drink wine, they should not buy property, homes, they should not plant fields. In other words, they should completely distance themselves from any connection to materialism, to pleasure. They should be Purushim. Purushim in the fullest sense of the word, not to enjoy this world. What?
Ascetics.
Ascetics, how do they pronounce it? It's not in my vocabulary, that word. Okay, the Purushim, they should not enjoy anything from this world. Now, the big question is, why not? So there are two approaches. One approach, we'll see in the Farshim, one approach, the reason why is because you should not come to do Averos. Once a person begins to enjoy the good things, the finer things in this world, that has a tendency for a person to be nimshach a little bit more. You get a little addicted. You need some more wine, some better wine. How are you going to buy the wine? You have to go to work. You plan to have a field. You want to have a better field, another field. You have a house, more real estate, more property. Go touring the world. And all of these things take away from avodas Hashem. In order they should not begin to slide down the slippery slope and end up doing things which are not proper, which will take them away from avodas Hashem, Yisro commanded his family, Prishus, distance yourself from any form of materialism. Now here we're dealing with 480 years since the time of Yisro. And now, not 470 years, 460 years, whatever it is, from the time of Yisro. So how many generations is that? I don't know, but it's a lot. It's quite a bit. So you would think by this time, this family would assimilate, not into the Umos Olam, but assimilate among the regular members of Klal Yisrael, and do what everyone else does. Like today, you live in America. In America, it's the great melting pot in Yadus. Everyone's a shtickel Hasidish, a shtickel Litvish, a shtickel Sardi. Everyone knows. You can walk into any shul, you'll have in any one shul, you'll have people from all different backgrounds. And it cannot possibly be that one approach in Yadus is not going to rub off on someone else. So after 470 years, don't you think that the sins of Yisro a little bit, they'll get a little hanah in this world, have some good wine, have a bias? You would think by this point in time they would assimilate and be like everyone else. But no, that was the Chiddush, and that was exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to use them as an example. They were loyal to their forefathers. Their forefather Yisrael told them, this is how you're going to conduct yourself. They did not deviate one iota over 460 years. And Yirmiyah is now taking these people, he's putting them on display, he's bringing them to the Beis HaMikdash, they're putting their cameras, everyone should watch what's going on, and he's putting in front of them some delicious wine, and he says, have a drink. Let's see, it's like a setup, it's a sting operation. Let's see if you're going to drink. And guess what? They chose not to drink. So Yirmiyah then says, look, Klal Yisrael, look at this family. Look how loyal they are to the ways of their forefathers. Don't you think you have something to learn from them? Then you, the rest of Klal Yisrael, don't you think you should serve Hashem, abandon the Avodah Zarah, and be Oisek in Avodah Hashem? Why is that everyone in Klal Yisrael, besides this family, has deviated, has abandoned the traditions of their family, of their forefathers, to do things which are not proper? How could this happen? Learn from this family. So that's pretty much the theme of the entire parak. And here he begins by telling them, Hashem tells them, go take this family, bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, the public place. There was no place that was more public than the Beis HaMikdash, and put in front of them wine, and let's see if they'll drink. Tempt them. Try to tempt them in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a lot of good reasons here in the Beis HaMikdash. What's going to happen over here anyway? We're watching you. Yirmiyah himself is offering them drinks. What could possibly go wrong? So here he goes. Alasi pasa gimel voekach, and I took as yazania the perik lamid hay pasa gimel. Voekach, I took as yazania ven Yirmiyahu ben chava tsinya. Now this Yirmiyahu is a little confusing. It's not Yirmiyah himself. This is a different Yirmiyah. Okay, this is a different Yirmiyah. He took this person, his name was Yazaniah, whose father happened to be Ben Yirmiyahu, not related. This person was a descendant of the Rei Chovim.
What's that, which Pasuk?
Pasuk Gimel. Ben Chavatzinya. The next generation was Chavatzinya. V'yes Ochiv. And he took, besides Yazaniah, he took his brothers, Echov, in plural, his brothers. He is called Bon of his children. He is called Beis Horei Chavim in the entire family. In other words, he took all different ages. Because maybe the young people, we wanted to tempt them all. Maybe the younger people would not be tempted, but the older people would, or vice versa. Maybe the older people would be tempted and the younger would not. Everyone has a different agenda when it comes to wine. Everyone has a different age for a person, presents a different nisayon. Let's just read. Let's read these psukim to first in the farshim, because I don't want to go too far, because then we get confused. Let's start with pasuk beis in the mitzudos tavid. The beis chorei chavim. Who are they? Hein bnei yinoidav ben rechev umizera yisro hayu. Okay, this was a family that was known at that time. From Divrei Hayom, it mentions Yonadav ben rechev, and they were descendants of Yisro. They were brought to the Beis Hashem, El Beis Hashem, Elachas Halishachos, Elachas Min Halishachos, to one of the chambers, the Ishkisa, Hishtadel Lahashkos Samyayin, and you shall attempt to persuade them to drink wine. Okay, let's see Rashi. If there is Rashi, Pasuk Beis, El Beis Chorei Chavim, B'nei Yonadav Ben Rechav, B'nei Yisro, how you same thing as the Mitzudos David, Radak, Pasik base, base Horichavim, mi base Chuvav, Chaisin Maisha Hayu. These were descendants of the children of Yisro. Vinikru, they're called the base Horichavim, Al Shem Rechev, Avi Yonadav, Shahya Gadol Hamishpacha. That was his name, and he was the distinguished family of the member of the family, and they were all called after his name, the Bnei Horichavim. The Chaynam of Devrayamim, Hema Hakinim. These are the kinim, Habor Mechamas, Avi Beis Rechev, from the place, Rechav, from this place, this family. The Ishkisa is some Yain, the Radach again, Pasuk Beis, Afo Pishahim Lo Shasu, even though we know from the middle of the pack, we're coming to in a few moments, that these people were commanded by the father-in-law, by Yisro, their great-great-great-grandfather, not to drink wine. Omar v'hishkisa shetitain lifnehem koisos yayin lishtos. Try to persuade them, try to tempt them, entice them to drink wine. Okay, so what happens next? Pasig dalid va'avi oisam. So Yirmiyah complies. He complies with Hashem's instructions. Va'avi oisam, I brought them beis Hashem. Elishkas b'nei chonon ben Yigdalya Ishwalukim. Hashem did not specify which chamber. Bring them to any chamber that you want. Yirmiyah selected the chamber of Chanan ben Yig Dal Yahu, Ho'ish Elokim, a very holy person. Asher Eitzel Lishkas Hasodim, his chamber was near the chamber of the princes. Asher Mimal, which was above, Lelishkas Maaseyah ben Shalom Shemer Hasaf, which is adjacent to the chamber of Maaseyah ben Shalom, who was the guardian of the threshold. I have no idea what these chambers are. The Mefarshim don't really say it very much. Okay, he brought him to a specific threshold, a specific chamber. It was a public place where he can give them the wine. Let's see right away the Pasuk Dal Mitzvah to Stavid. Ish Elokim, he was a Navi Hashem. This chamber was the office of one of the Neviim. Asher Eitzel Halishka, Hahichis Eitzel Halishka, Asher Hasarim Ne'asafim Shama. Umimal, it was where the princes would gather. Umimal, Lelishkas Maaseh, was above the Lishka of Maaseh. I guess what he means over here to say is that this chamber was a place that was very choshev, very public, and it would be easier for him to persuade them, to entice them to drink wine in this place. Like, look what happened with Yosef and his brothers. Yosef did not drink wine the entire 22 years that he was in Mitzrayim, as a zecher for the avelus of his family. But when his brothers came, he changed. I guess to some degree you have to say that he was overwhelmed by the moment. The moment, and it doesn't say this, I'm just trying to give an example. It was a special moment. It was a special moment, even though his father was still in Tsar, back home in Mitzrayim, but now that he was reunited with his brothers, it was a time to make an exception and drink wine with his brothers. Here as well, maybe by bringing them to a chamber, the office of a Navi, a very holy person, which is located right near the chamber of all the princes, on the top of the chamber, I guess, of the Shemer Hasaf, which I guess that means he was in charge of everything. He was the supervisor. He was what?
Let's see,
Rashi. So this is what he attempted. Let's see, Rashi, Pasuk Dal Yisrael Kim, Nivya de Hashem, that's the Targum, he was the prophet. Shemer Hasaf, Amar Kilo. What is that?
Look at the next word.
That's a French word. What? Treasurer. Ah, he was the treasurer. The treasurer of Verdas Hatanea Hatadea. For the person that was really in charge, the person that was really in charge of what took place in the Beis Hamikdash was the person that controls the money. So very good. That's what he brought him to this location.
Like
Lou. Yeah, the combination. Jack Lou. Jack Lou's on the way out.
Yeah,
of course.
He's Obama's man.
That city's out. They're already speculating. They're already speculating who's the next Secretary of Treasury.
Wow.
So we have over here. So interesting. You have over here the person who's a Navi. That's the chamber, and right opposite the Navi is where the money is. Two opposites: spirituality and materialism. Right next to each other, he's using every trick in his book to convince these people to drink the wine. Let's now go to Pasuk. Hey, so what happens? It says, I presented in front of the people of this family, Givim Mileim Yayin, pitchers full of wine, the Chosos and cups.
What?
Goblets, okay. Voimar Alehem, and I said to them, Shesu Yoy, and I said to them, drink the wine. I said here, drink. Pasuk Vav. Vayoymu, and they said, Loy Mishka Yoyin, we're not going to drink. Why ki yo nadav ben Rechav, Avinu, yo nadav ben Rechav, our father, Tziba Aleinu Lemar, he commanded us, lo sishtu yayin, do not drink wine, atem you, uvenechem, and your children, ad oilam, he commanded us, our father, yo nadav ben Rechav, commanded us not to drink wine forever. Pasuk Zayin, not only did he command us not to drink wine, he also told us not to buy real estate. Uvayis lo sivnu, do not build homes. V'zera lo sizrahu, do not occupy yourself in agriculture. V'cherem lo sitohu, do not have vineyards. V'lo yeh lochem, should not be to you. All of these things should not be to you. Ki be'oholim teishvu kol yimeichem koilel. You should sit and learn in koilel your entire life. Leman tichyu yamim rabim al pnei ha'adama. Learning in koilel will be a zuchus to live a long, prosperous life. Right? How could that possibly be? Asher atem godim sham, where you live. And pasuches vanishma b'kol yehoi nada ben reichav avinu. We have listened thus far in the voice of our father. L'chol asher tzivanu levilti shesos yayin, not to drink wine called imenu. Anachnu os nasheinu, our wives, bonenu, our children, uvenoitzenu, our daughters. Ulevilti benos batim, we listened, we did not build homes. L'shivteinu, for our dwelling places. We rent. We rent, or on some government program, chas v'shalom. V'charya and v'sade v'zeh lo yelanu, and we have no vineyards, fields, and seeds, lo yelanu. And what have we done our entire existence for these last 460 years? V'aneshev be'oholim, we dwelt in tents, v'anishma, we listened, v'anas, we have done, k'chol asher tzivonu yonodav avinu. How did they make a living? So that's a pella. You're right, I have no idea. Doesn't say that how they made a living. I do not know. I don't know. Let's see what the Mefarshim said. Let's go back to the Mitzudos. Mitzudos starting with Pasuk Hey. Okay, we got it from Pasuk Hey to Pasuk Yid Aleph. The Chaysois, Lishbech, Bechem Yain, Mehagvim, Lishbech, Mehem. Yiriyah presented them with jugs of wine, barrels of wine, and goblets. Avinu, they refused to drink by telling Yiriyah, we have a tradition from our father Avinu. Avinu, Ritzon Eloimar, Rosh HaMishpacha, our head of the family, Ad Olam, Ad Soif, Kol Adoros, we were commanded throughout until the end, never to drink. V'lo Yelochem, Af Bekinyin, Oy B'matana, Lo Yelochem, Bayis Bonim, Sada Zerua, V'kem Natua, even if someone gives it to you as a gift, you may not live in your own home, because that's going to bring you to a different attitude towards Gashmias. Be'ahalim in tents, Hosim al pnei asadeh, they had tents up along the face of the field. She'evshal lahatikam mimakam l'makam, you can move them from place to place. L'man tichyu ki beis v'sadeh v'kerem yeshlam siba ha'ma'akeves es adam b'makam shehem. If a person has a bias or a sadeh, then you are grounded. You cannot distance yourself from your real estate. You have to know what's going on. And you're going to you perish if there's a war and you don't want to leave your home because of your property, your assets, then you'll perish. You live in a tent, you don't have a field and a vineyard. You can just, it's like an RV. You just go from place to place whenever you need to go. Hatam, now here in the parentheses, he writes over here, what's the reason why they made such a bizarre command on his children not to live a good life? V'tam minias shesias hayayin lo yuhutzrach lefarish. It's not necessary here for the pasuk to tell us why there was a command not to drink wine. Ki yaduhu shemevi lemasim migunim. Drinking wine leads a person to do averos. And that's why they did not do these things. The place where you pitch your tent, you'll live a long, good life if you will occupy yourself in the study of Torah. We listen to his command. The children, we lived in the tents. All types of seeds, even a garden. Pasuk Yud, Vaneshev ad Hena Yoshavdu Beholim, we lived thus far in tents. Vanishma Vanas, Ritzon Eloimar Kmo Shekibalnu Al Atzmenu Keino Sinu Kuchol Asher, just what we call upon ourselves. So has everyone in our family done, our wives, our children, our relatives, everyone in our family follows the directive of Yonadov Ben Rechov, going back from Yisro, not to engage in anything that has any connection to materialism. Not wine, not real estate, not vineyards, and the like. Let's see Rashi, starting Pasuk Zayin, Be'ohalim, in the tents, Teshu, Bimidborios, Asher Atem Gorim Sham, Lo Yehoyo Lechem Chilik Baretz, Shebedei Gerim Hoyu. The reason why it says they lived in the desert is because they were Gerim, and Gerim did not receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So the only place where they could live, they didn't have in public land. Public land was the desert, desert land, wherever the desert was, that's where they lived in tents. Okay, Pasuk, so that concludes, let's see the Radak. So Radak starting with Pasuk, Radak starting with Pasuk, Vav ki yonodav ben Rechav Avinu, Ritzon Eloimar. This means to say, Avi Avinu, our grandfather, ki hinei motzinu yonodav ben Rechav kishamolach, we find yonodav ben Rechav when kishamolach yehu ben Nimshi. Umimenu ad malchus yehoyakum karov le shin shana 300 years. Okay, so we're going back over here. I told you 460 years. That goes back to the time of Yisro. But this Yonadav ben Rechav goes back 300 years. And L'chaira, whatever Yonadav ben Rechav did was also based upon a tradition that he received from Yisro going back the next missing 160 years. V'lo yiyeh lochem, it should not be to you. Tamo the trop al kulam. this expression, lo yil, that you should, the directive of not having goes in everything that it says in the pasuk. Lo bayis, v'lo kerem, v'lo sada, v'lo yel b'chem, lo b'matan, lo b'mekach miachar. It should not get received as a gift, and not by purchasing it from someone else. Leman tichyu yamim rabim ki abotim v'hasados v'akramim ma'achim esadim b'mekoyim. If a person has property, then you are grounded to your property. If there'll be a famine, or there will be a war, sword, v'yamus b'koytzer yamim midaga. A person will die out of tsar, that is losing his assets. Uchshelo yeloy b'mekoyimoy. But if you don't have these things in your place, as long as things, the conditions are good for you in this location, so you'll stay here. And when the day comes and the conditions are not so good in this location, then it's very easy for you to pick yourself up and go somewhere else. You should travel from place to place. I told you another interpretation. Over here, they're telling you right now, shoot the shul mikra. The reason why he told them not to have any real estate was because that way you're not going to be grounded to a specific location, which may hold you back one day and may cause harm. This way, if you're not grounded, you can always travel from place to place. But the deeper interpretation, which the Mefarshim say, I'm not telling you this on my own, look at the Mamloes, look over here in the Mefarshim, the deeper idea over here is, don't have these things, because these things are materialistic pursuits. And he wanted them to be Isaac in the Chavivas of Torah, and the it's the Chavivas of Torah, and you have to completely distance yourself from any Dovar Gashmi in order to succeed, to have extra special Siyat HaShemaya in Yonei Ruchnis. We find the same, I think, with the Avos. This week's parasha, Avraham Avinu, he's traveling from place to place with his tents. Maybe because of the famine. A person that drinks too much wine, his mind is confused. Anyone who makes a mistake, who errs, who makes a mistake and pursues the pleasure of drinking wine, will not become wise. He will not give his mind the time to develop in the Chochmas HaTorah. To whom is worry? To who? What type of person is always crying? Avoy. L'mi midyanim. Who is a person that's always involved in machlokes? L'mi siach, to whom is a person that's always talking, talks too much, and talking too much leads to problems. L'mi pitzaim chinam, to whom is a person, to a person who is always has bruises, he gets into scuffles, fights with his fellow man. L'mi chachlilus einaim, who has eyes that are bloodshot. The answer is, the pasuk says, lim acharim al hayoyin, to the person that stays up late drinking wine. He goes to the bar and he has drink after drink after drink. So such a person does not have a proper life, and he ends up with all of these troubles. The Sibus Golus Aseres HaShvatim Hoya Al Harbos Shisiyasiya. And the reason why the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus was because they drank too much wine. Kmo Shenemar Hoy Woe Ateres Geus Shikore Ephraim. Woe to the crown of arrogance, to those people who are drunk from wine, and that refers to the Shikor Ephraim is the Aseres HaShvatim. The Omer Hoy Gibarim L'Shosyayin. So many psukim he brings down. The Omar Mashkim Ebabokeh Sheikha Yerdoi. If a person wakes up early in the morning, he runs after wine. Other psukim which mentioned over here, all their conduct, their bad deeds, they pursued wine. The Gam Yehuda Ubin Yamin Sibas Golos Mayan. It's like, it wasn't only because of the Aseres HaShvatim, they were not the only ones that suffered because of wine. Yehuda and Binyamin also suffered because of wine. Kemo Shekasa, the Gam Eila Bayayin Shagu, they erred in wine. The Chol Inyin, Kemo Shekasa, Rishon Sheshos Hayayin, Afal Pi Shehoya Tzadik Tamim, Nishtaker Bo V'Nispaz Bo. Who are we referring to? Noyach. Noyach also. So this is a very unusual radak. It's a very massively long radak, and he goes through so many examples, and quotes Tanakh all over, all different people. Noyach, Shevet Yehuda bin Yamin, Aseres HaShvatim, person, individuals who are regarded in very low esteem in Klal Yisrael.
These are abusers. I mean, we see that our Yadus is based on Kiddush.
on yayin, right, in moderation. So these are in echanami. This means people who abuse, you are 100% correct, people who abuse wine. But obviously, if it's done in moderation, it's a very good thing. It's very healthy. Okay, but obviously this refers to people that are going over, and therefore this person, Yonad ben Rechav, he was afraid that even a little amount of wine would lead these people down a life. Not to drink wine. A parish, she's the soita. Because why did the soita come to do what she did? Because she indulged in pleasure. And why did she desire pleasure? Because she had a good life. She drank wine. She had a good life. So Misha Roya soita bikukula yasr atzma min hayayin.
Okay. After Yosef united with his brothers,
yeah, they drank with him for the first time, right? They became intoxicated. It doesn't say they drank. It means they drank an intoxicating. It doesn't mean they got drunk. It doesn't say they got drunk. It means they drank wine. They drank an intoxicating beverage. They drank. Does not necessarily mean that they actually became drunk. It just means they drank wine. Okay. So we have over here. So far we have over here the instructions. Now let's go further. We're up to pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayihi. That's what happened. So far, all we know so far is Hashem told Yirmiyah, take this to Begin. This is the event took place in the time of Yehoyakim, approximately, let's say, 15 years, and making up, let's say, 15 years before the Korban, before Tzidkiyahu. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, I want you to bring this family, I want you to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, the public place, and offer them wine. He does so, he offers them wine, and they give him a Misha Berach. Do they give Yirmiyah a Misha Berach? What are you telling us to drink wine? Don't you know where we come from? We come from Yonadav ben Rechav. 300 years ago, we were instructed not to drink wine, not to have homes, not to have fields, vineyards, orchards, because we're devoted to Hashem. You have to read the Mefamar Merindrashim, but we're devoted, we have a Chavivus for Torah, and Torah and Yayin do not get along. Okay? Now, what's next? Vayihi ba'alois Nebuchadrezzar, Melech Bavel al Aretz, Vanoimer. And we said, Bohu, come, V'navo Yerushalayim, Mibnei Chil HaKastim, U'mibnei, let's go to Yerushalayim, Mibnei Chil HaKastim, Mibnei Chil Aram, V'neshev Yerushalayim. And indeed, now that Nebuchadnezzar has come, it's no longer safe for us to live on the boundary, to live in the desert, because Nebuchadnezzar and his army are approaching. We have no choice but to move into a more secure location in Yerushalayim. Let's see Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzvah of Stavim. Now that we are living, you're going to say to us that we're hypocrites. If we really want to live in the desert in tents, why are we living? Why are we taking up occupancy in Yerushalayim? Hasibahi, the reason is because Kibalos Nebuchadnezzar al Haaretz, v'zeh mash olo b'mei Yehoyakim. Now, even though Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash 11 years later, in the time of Tzidkiyahu, but the Psukim tell us that there was a Tekufa during the time of Yehoyakim when Nebuchadnezzar also temporarily laid siege to the city. K'may shakasa b'melachim. Oz Amarna, then we said, Elu le'elu, bohu let us go, v'novo li'Yerushalayim, let's go and live in Yerushalayim, mipachat hakastim, v'anshei aram, asher imohem, leval yishlalu oistanu, they should not destroy us, u'lechein therefore, neshe b'Yerushalayim, that's why we are currently living in Yerushalayim. We're living in Yerushalayim, not because this is, we have changed our opinion, we're only living here temporarily because of the sakana that there is for us to live in the desert, to live in the tents. Let's see, the Rashi, Vayhi ba'alois Nebuchadnezzar, al korchenu banu ho'ir, we had no choice but to relocate to the city. Lakach, therefore, achshav anu yoshim b'batim, that's why we currently live in homes. Pasik Yud Aleph in the Radak, Vayhi ba'alois Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar bebeis, be'alois is bebeis, v'noimer bohu v'novo, but bohu loshon zirus. It was we were diligent. We were diligent to go quickly into the cities, not to get killed. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayihi Devar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Le'emor. Koyam Hashem Tzivaka Yisrael Ke'Yisrael.
Holoich. Does that say with the
Beis? Correct. No, it just says there's Vayihi Ba'alois. Ba'alois Nebuchadnezzar. It's not Be'alois. The Beis. I guess maybe there are other Gersos that said Vayihi Ke'alois. So I guess he's pointing out that the correct gears is like we have ba'alois. And if you search other gears, so you'll probably find a disagreement. Pasik Yudbeis. Vayihid Rashem al Yemiyo Lemar. Koyam Hashem Tzavaka Yisrael Ke'Yisrael. Holoich v'yamata l'ish Yehuda l'yashay Yushalayim. Haloi. Now this is really good stuff here. Haloi Sikhu Musar. Take Musar. This is the lesson of the whole Sefer Yirmiyah. Take Musa. Look what just happened. This was public event. This was televised, broadcast. It was streamed live all over the world. This event, this offer for the people, the children of Bnei Recha, Yonad Ben Recha, to drink wine, and look what how they responded. So everyone in Klal Yisrael should take note and take Musar. Haloi Sikhu Musar. Take Musar Lishmoya Estuvarai, to listen to my words, Num Hashem. He goes on to explain, Hugam, look how this family has established, has been faithful, Es Divrei Yehoi Nadav Ben Rechav, to the words of Yehonadav Ben Rechav, Asher Tziva Esbanav, who commanded his children, Lilvilti Shesos Yayin, V'loi Shosu, they did not drink, Ad Hayom Hazeh, Ki Shamu, they listened, Es Mitzvah Savihem, they listened to the command of their father. And yet Hashem says, so why can't you, the rest of Klal Yisrael, also be faithful to me? If a family can be faithful to their own father, who is a basar v'dam, al achas kama v'kama, Klal Yisrael should be faithful to the Ribbono Shel Olam, or at least to their own parents and grandparents that have handed down to them the tradition of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yonochi dibarti aleichem, I have spoken to you through my prophets, hashkem v'daber, continuously, early in the morning, v'loy shemateh me'lo, you did not listen. V'eshlach aleichem, I send to you, es kol avodai hanavim, I send my prophets, hashkem v'sholayach, early in the morning, and continuously being sent. Lemar, shivuna ish midarkoi hara, every man should do tshuva from his evil ways. V'etivu ma'al aleichem, and you should improve your deeds. V'al telchu, you should not go, acharei Elohim achirim lo'avdam, to worship idols. V'ushivu El Ho'adama, and you shall dwell in the land. By doing so, if you'll only do tshuva, you'll be able to remain in the land. El Ho'adama, shenasati lochem v'lavo sechem, but what have you done? V'loi hitisem, you did not bend est oznechem v'leshmatem eloi, you did not listen, ki ekimu b'nei yohinodav ben reichov. Only they, it is only they who have established b'nei yohinodav ben reichov es mitzvos avihem asher tzivam, but v'ha'om hazeh. Look at the contrast between you and the family of Yonadab ben Rechav. They are faithful to their legacy, to their ancestors, to their traditions, and you, the masses in Klal Yisrael, are in violation, and you don't listen, you don't interested, you don't do tshuva, even though you know the consequences are very severe. Let's see the Mefarshim. Start with Pasuk Yudbeis through Pasuk Tez Zayin. Yudbeis, and the Mitzudos Tavid does not exist. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel says, Lish Yehuda alan le'anshe Yehuda, haloi tichu Musa. That's the key words of the entire parak. If you want to sum up the parak in three words, here they are. Haloi sikhu Musa. Ratzal loymar. Be'emes. Me'adover hazeh yesh lochem lilmon l'shmoye el divarai. From this event, this incident that I have done publicly, I've orchestrated that should be done publicly, you should take Musa. Hukam. Hinei niskayim es divrei Yehoinadav. The words of Yehoinadav were established, were fulfilled by his children. A good family. V'leishasu v'hinei heim loishasu, they did not drink. V'leomar ma'ashamonu l'kachas bayis v'sodah v'kedem. Why do we mention over here all the other things? There were many things that he commanded not to build houses, not to have fields, not to have vineyards. The reason why those things are not being mentioned is because kiminias shesias hayayin ro beineim v'lo keneil, because this was something that he saw publicly. You can't go, he took them into a room and told them, why don't you build houses? That's something which he couldn't demonstrate. This was a demonstration. He put in front of them wine, and he said to them, drink the wine. And they refused to drink the wine. That's something that you can demonstrate their faith. You can't demonstrate their faith by the fact that they're not building houses, because that's something which takes a very long time to demonstrate, and was not practical to do. Kishamu, Ritzon Leimar, Leimanu Mirotzon Nafsham, Kiim Lishmoya Mitzvah Saveim. The reason why they did not drink wine, that's not because they didn't want to drink wine. They didn't want to drink wine. It's only because they were faithful to their forefathers. Hashkem, and you, my Jewish people, I've sent you messengers continuously, early in the morning, Ritzon Leimar, Bizrizu Sraf, with diligence, behashkama, early in the morning, ani medaber alechem al yidei hanavim ve'im kol zos lo shmatem, you refuse to listen to me. Pasuk tezvav u'eshlach v'tzolaymar v'achar sh'avartem al divarai, and after you violated my commandments, shalachti alechem hanavim, I send you nevim behashkama u'vizrizos lemar shuvu ata du tshuva kol ish midarkoi hara'ah. Umeatan, from here on in, Heitivu ma'alechem, improve your ways. Your ways. Veshavu, do tshuvi, oz veshavu, then you'll be merit to live. Oz teshu al radama, which I promise to you. Ki heikimu. Then the pasuk winds down and just again summarizes the entire event. They listened and you did not listen. Ratzalaymar uvavur ki b'nei yehoinadov hekimu mitzvahs avihem v'ha'amaz zeloishamu elai v'lamdu mehem. Then therefore, because of these consequences, that's why we're going to leave in a few moments in the pasuk Yud Zayin that says they are going to be blessed and you are going to be not blessed. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Radak. Radak starting with Pasik Yud Dalet. Yudal Hukam es Divrei Yehoi Nadav. Hukam Loshon Yochid Al Rabim. Hukam is a singular word, but it's the collective noun. The entire family has established the command of their father. Kimilas es Koileles Haribui. When it says S turns in the singular word Hukam into a plural. In other words, the collective noun that the entire family has established, they have been faithful. But you, my Jewish people, you have been unfaithful, even though I sent you messages. V'eshlach omar v'al telchu achar v'omar v'al telchu achar sh'omar shuvu v'etivu ki avoidu zara shukula k'neged kol haveros. So here it says, we're introducing, go back to the pasuk, v'eshlach lech mes'az avodoy ha'nevim v'hashkim sh'loch lemar shu ish b'darko ha'ra v'etivu ma'al aleichem. Okay, don't. So here it's referring to Avodah Zarah. V'al telchu achar shamar shuvu v'hitivu ki avodah zarah shukula k'neged kol haveros. Okay, somehow according to the Radak, what we're alluding to over here is the worshipping of idols. And if you'll only do tshuva, the shavu el hadama, you'll live on the land, kimo, like al, el is always means al, we had this so many times, v'chein el heharim lo ochal, it means al heharim, upon the mountains. Okay, let's now wind down the parak. Pasuk Yud Zayin, L'chein Diyefu, what are going to be the consequences? You have more Radak? I don't have that. Okay, alright. So grammar. More examples of Al and El. More examples. Okay, next. Now we wind down Pasuk Yud Zayin, L'chein Diyefu, Koyama Hashem, L'chein Tzivokis, L'chein Yisrael. So says Hashem. They locate Tzivaka. So locate Yisrael. Hineni Mevi El Yehuda V'El Kol Yosha Yishlaim. I will bring upon Yehuda and Yosha Yishlaim. Eis Kol Hara'ah Asher Dibarti Aleihem. All of you which I spoke about. Yan, because Dibarti Aleihem. I spoke these words concerning them. V'loy Shameyu, and they did not listen. V'ekra Lohem. I called to them. V'loy Anu. They did not respond to me. Therefore, they are going to be punished with all of the punishments that have been mentioned in this sefer. On the other hand, ulbeis harei chavim amar yirmiyahu koyamar Hashem tzivokas elokei Yisrael yan because Hashem shematem al mitzvas yehoi nadav avichem, because you have been faithful to your forefathers, vatishmeru es kol mitzvah yisabul the commandments, vatasu kechol asher tziva eschem, you have done all they commanded, lochein therefore koyamar Hashem elokei tzivokas elokei Yisrael lo yikoreis ish li yo nadav ben rechav. They will not be cut off a man to the family of Yonah ben Rechav. Oymeid lefonai kol hayin. What a beautiful bracha. There will always be from this family people that will serve Hashem in many capacities. We'll see in the Mefarshim a moment. Either it means that they're going to serve in the Sanhedrin. They'll serve in the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Hagozis. Or what it means is that from their daughters, Kohanim will choose to marry wives from their daughters. And then the children will become Kohanim, and they'll be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen, because the Yichus follows the father and not the mother. So here, they've been given of you an incredible bracha. What's very interesting to take note of is this mitzvah that they were commanded to do, that they received bracha, is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah from the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah not to drink wine. It doesn't say anywhere to be involved. That's a whole child of a person allergic to wine. Let's say you can't drink wine. Doc, you can't drink grape juice. The allergic reaction.
Maybe the nether was except for kiddush.
Except for kiddush, maybe. Or maybe someone else made. Maybe they had. Or maybe someone else made for them kiddush. Someone else. They. Okay, so whatever it was. Okay, we're not getting involved in the details, but it's interesting that this minog, this is a very interesting idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is giving them enormous reward for fulfilling a mitzvah that's not even in the Torah. It was a man-made mitzvah. And it's not the man-made. Well, it's Christ. It's preserving the traditions of your father. It's an amazing concept. You go to a shul and you try to tell a person, you know, you change the minig over here. What do you have to go maybe be so meshuggah? No, there's something. There's obviously something to it. I remember I told you once. I went to my cousin. He made a bris in the Spanish Portuguese synagogue. And so he's now my cousin, the rabbi there. And I come there. It was during the weekday. And I come there. And I sit there all the way in the back. And I'm not married. I don't have a talis. And I'm davening. And a guy comes over to me and he says to me, the custom here is everyone has to wear a talis. And I'm looking around here. Come on here. It's 6:30 in the morning here. And the place over here is Hefa Schluffen. It's a big, massive room. And there's a few people sitting on the side. You're going to make me crazy to put on a talis? go put on a talis? He didn't care. He says,
"Solomon's shul, and they make you put on a hat too. They have table of about 40 hats.
So hats.
Like you have yarmulkes in some shul, they have hats on the table. So you put on a hat.
And I didn't look at and the talis they had. I didn't exactly didn't appeal to me either. The different types of hamev and yavin. And I just try to brush him off. And no, he didn't let me go. He was really he harassed me. Until it got to the point, I had no choice. I had to put on the talis. So he said to me, it's tradition. This is our tradition, and you have to follow our tradition. Okay, so I guess he's right. Look over here at these psukim over here. It gives you a whole new insight. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them incredible bracha. Use them as an example. It's not a mitzvah. It's nothing more than an extreme, extreme chumrah. There's no rav today. There's no person alive today that would tell a person, don't drink wine. Don't live in a house. Don't have a field, a vineyard. Completely conduct yourself to the extreme as a parish. It wouldn't exist such a thing today. But yet, this was their tradition, going back from Tamar Yonah ben Rechav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is giving them enormous reward, is using them as an example to Klal Yisrael with these very powerful words, the words of Haloi Tikhu Musar. Go take Klal Yisrael, look at this family, and go take for yourself some Musar, look at their traditions. Okay, let's see these last sukkim in the first pasuk of Yud Zayin. Pasik Yudzayin in the Mitzvah Stavin Lachin for Hoyles Vlashamu Vlalamdu Mahem Lachin, because the Jewish people did not listen, they're going to suffer the consequence. Asher Diber Asher Dibarti Alehem Haporonus Haporonios Shayo Adati Al Yide Hanavim, the punishment that I have designated through the Nevi'im, Yan, because Bavur Shadibati Alem Devarai Veloy Shamu, I spoke to them, they did not listen. For Ekrol Him, I called out to them, Lo Shuvilai, therefore they're going to be punished. But you, this family, Asher Shematem Lekabel Mamarov, Al HaMitzvahs, Al is the same as El, Vatishmu, and you have listened, Return to Lama, Shamartem Belay Veloy Shachachtem Bohem, you listened, you paid attention, you do not forget them, Vatasu Vigam Asisem Kochlash Tzibo Aschem, Ki Im Ki Rabim Haim, even though they are numerous, therefore, as a reward, here comes the punchline: Lo yikares, written alaymar, lo ye nifsak mizera yonadav milios ish mehem oyin lufonai kol hayomim. How are they going to serve Hashem forever? Kolaymar an oylam yiyu mehem yoshim bisanhedrin. They'll sit in the Sanhedrin, umoyrim bedivrei Torah and teach divrei Torah. Kain amu rabosenu zichronim levracha. Or it means they will be Yirei Hashem, and they will think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be humble to His service. I guess they'll have Siyat Deshmaya always to remain in a position of serving Hashem. Let's see the Radakli's last few psukim, Pasuk Yud Ches. Yeah, forever, until Mashiach, until the end of days. Let's see Pasuk Yud Ches in the Radak. Al mitzvos yo nadav kmo el v'chein v'yelech al kono. That's what you're referring to. So I have that over here. I have it in the next Dibur Maschil. Al kmo el v'chein v'yelech al kono haramasa al beso means el beso. Pasuk yutes l'chein if lo yikaris ish lo yonadav menimecha v'koyim l'fanai kol ayimim tagim yonison mishamesh kodami to serve me. How could this pasuk say they're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They are descendants of Gerim, which are not allowed to serve the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Mitzvah says. They'll serve. There is no limit for a Ger to serve in the Sanhedrin. The Yeshayim means Bin Noisehem, their daughters. Nesuos Likuhu, and it will marry Kohanim. V'hoyu mibnei bineihem, and then the children from these unions will be makrivim al gabe hamizbeach. So then they will be through their daughters, they will have descendants that will be serving as Kohanim. Yo Nadav, below he. Of Yonadav is without a hey, Shloisha b'parsha. There are three of them in this parsha that say the word Yonadav without a hey, v'simin v'yomru, v'neshev, lo yikoreitz. Those are the three expressions, v'yomru, those three psukim have the word Yonadav without the hey. I guess that means in other places in Tanakh, which I do not know, it must be that they do have a hey, and as a simin, to remember which three psukim do not have a hey, we have the simin v'yomru, v'neshev, lo yikoreitz. Okay, so that concludes Parag Lamidvav. And the only thing that I left out from the Midrashim is, like I told you, that the secret behind understanding the nature of Yonah Hadav is because they had a chavivus, a special chavivus for the Torah. And that's where this entire minhag stemmed from. Now, there is another interpretation given in the Midrash. The reason why they did not drink wine, and they did not drink wine, is not because of Torah, it's because they saw the Churban coming. That's the reason why. They foresaw... The Medrash says this. Let me see if I can find it. First, he brings down Mihem Beis Horei Chavim Elohim Bonav Shal Yisrael Uchashem Shechibeiv Yisrael Es HaTorah Kachivu Bonav Es HaTorah Shenemar Holoch El Beis Horei Chavim V'dibar To Esam V'havihosem El Beis Hashem. Give them to drink wine. And the reason why they're not going to drink wine, V'yim Alon Nishtayoyin Amar Ochoyel V'bayis. Oh, so here it is. Now here is really where he begins. Here it is. Choyel Ubayze osid le chorev, royim oso kiilu hu chorev achshav. And therefore, that's why they did not drink wine. I guess going back to the time of Yonadav ben Rechav, he already saw the handwriting on the wall where Klal Yisrael was heading with their averos, and therefore they were already in a state of mourning before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and they had a tsar. They had pain over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, and they were then being used as an example for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Why don't you also have pain over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash?
But there's no din,
though. No, there's no din. In fact, the Gemara says you're not allowed to. Right? The Gemara, there's a whole Gemara. The Gemara says that
they wanted to stop doing a lot of things.
They said, if you're going to stop doing so, don't eat bread, because we brought you have a lechem upon him. Don't drink water. Don't do this, don't do that. So the bottom line is, we do everything. Only thing we do not do is we don't have live music and a mishtayayin. That's one of the only things that we're not allowed to do bizman hazeh. And a mishtayayin, you go to a bar and they have live music. That's mamash and isser in shulchan. If it's a sudas mitzvah, then yeah. But if it's not a sudas mitzvah, it's mamish, it's keneged halacha to have just to go into a bar where they have live music.
And they serve wine.
That's what I'm saying. You go into a bar is to drink wine. You're going there to drink wine.
That's why you go to drink
schnapps. Okay, schnapps, right. Maybe schnapps. It's a shaila. No, there's a shaila. I remember learning. It's a shaila if an intoxicating beverage is limited to wine or applies to other alcoholic beverages.
Recordings?
Recordings, no. Recordings is not osur me'ikar hadin. But medina de shulchan aruch, the only thing that is categorically forbidden is to drink intoxicating beverages at the time and with accompanied by live music at a celebration that is not considered in halacha to be a dava, a dvar mitzvah. Go to a birthday party, it's not muchach that it's a dvar mitzvah, a birthday party. So there's no, you're not making a seam or anything like that, so this can be a problem. But other times, wine without live music, or live music, a concert without wine, that is mutter. You go to they have I think of some concerts. They offer at some concerts beverages. If you can buy wine, it can be a problem. No, there's no live music at a baseball game. There's no live music, or they sing the national anthem. That's not a. There's no. That's on a. I don't think that's a problem. Okay, so this is the two mahalchim, the chavivus of Torah, or because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now let's go.
I think it's implied between the chavivus of
all. Yeah.
To listen to music with one or without one.
To listen to live music, bizman hazeh, after the Churban? You're right. Mikra din really should be also. You're right. This is machlokes. Rav Moshe says we're very makel b'zman hazeh. We're not. I don't think so. I don't know. Olam is makel. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell anyone not to go to a concert or to buy a CD. Okay, let's begin Parak Lamed Vav. Vayihi Bashana Harvit. So now we begin the story of Megillas Eicha. I didn't expect we'll get so far today. And we'll just glance this over, so you'll bear with me. But now we begin the story of the writing of Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha has a whole history behind it, how it came about to be. So Vayihi Devar, Vayihi Bashana Harvis, was the fourth year Li Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda. So it was the fourth year of Melech Yehoyakim, 4 years after Yoshiyahu died, and this was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is now rising to power in Bavel. So things are happening, and what happens? Hoya Hadav Hazel Yirmiyo Meis Hashem Lemar, Hashem gives Yirmiyo the following message. Kach Lecha Megillas Sefer. What is that? Eicha. Take with you the Megillah Sefer, v'chosafta, take a piece, the Megillah, take the paper, which will turn into Eicha, v'chosafta alecha eis kol hadvarim asher dibarti alecha al Yisrael v'al Yehuda v'al kol agoyim, miyom dibarti alecha from the time that I've spoken to you, mimei Yoshiyahu, v'ad hayoyim hazef, from the time when you began to give prophecy in Yoshiyahu. Yahu was the first pasuk in the beginning, of, when did he first begin to become a Navi? So the very beginning of the Sefer says about Yirmiyahu, the time. Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu ben Hakadim ha'Asher ben Osos Asher ha'yad v'Hashem ala b'mei Yoshiyahu ben Amor melech Yehuda b'shloish esrei shana l'malchus. Yoshiyahu was king for 18 years. He was 18 years. He started to give over his prophecy in year, or 18 or 31 years. I mean, it's like 31 years. Do you remember? I think it was 31 years. So he started to give over his prophecy in the 13th year l'malchus. So Yirmiyahu was a prophet a total of 40 years. So if you do the math, I think it works out that he was king for 31 years. Yoshiyahu was king for 31 years, and he started giving prophecy in his 13th year. I want you to take it, I want you to go and write all of the Dvarim asher dibarti alecha al Yisrael v'al Yehuda v'al Goyim miyom asher dibarti alecha miyom bimei Yoshiyahu arganim hazeh. Ulai, Yishmu, Ulai always has a connotation of I hope it should be, like in this week's parasha, Ulai ebone mimena. Ulai Ibanim Imena, when Sarah is told Avram, I have not had children for 10 years, now the time has come, you should take Hagar. Ulai, I hope. It's an expression of maybe, but there's a pen. Pen is I hope not. Ulai is I hope yes. Who else said Ulai? Eliezer. Ulai Yimushani. He wanted to be felt. He could not stand, Yaakov could not stand to the deception of trying to trick his father, so he was hoping to be caught, so he should not be guilty. Ulai Yimushani Avi, V'yis Bin of Kimet Kimetatea. And who else said Ulai? Eliezer. Why did Eliezer say that Ulai she will not want? He had his own agenda, because he wanted Avram to take his own daughter for a zivuk for Yitzchak. So, Ulai Yishmu Beis Yehuda Eis Kol Ara Asher Nochi Choshev La'asos Lachem. They'll hear all the evil. L'man Yashuvu Ish Midarkoi Hara'a V'Solachti La'Avaynam U'Lechatas. And Hashem says, I will forgive them. Halavai, I'm willing to forgive them for their sins. Let's see the Mitzudos. Megillah Sefer Haklaf Karui Megillah. The parchment is called a Megillah. Uchshehi Kesuva Kuruya Megillah Sefer. And after you write something upon it, it's called the Megillah Sefer. V'kara Al Shem Sofa. So here he did not yet write. So why then are we calling it a Sefer? We're calling it Al Shem Sofa. Ki Kishalokha Adayin Lo Kosaba. At the time when he took it, it was still empty. V'chein V'tachani Kemach. Same thing. Kemach. Take Kemach. Kemach is only after you grind it. It's the future. Grind Kemach. Kemach is only after it's been ground. We're calling it Kemach Al Shem Sofa. Eleha, k'moy olecha, elech with an aleph is equivalent to olecha with an ayin upon the Jewish people. Eis kol hadavarim, Amar Rabbi Sinzachon Levracha, shezos haisa megillas eicha. We're referring here to megillas eicha. U'mashama eis kol hadavarim, it's an olemar, sheyizkar bo es kol hamo'oros, ro'os asher yiyad, which had been designated, me'oz al Yisrael v'al Yehuda asher kein bo'u, Gam ha'yehudim, all the designations, so I see them, all of the punishments are yet to come. All of the events, the tragedies that have happened in the past, since the time that you have been born them, that have come, and all the tragedies that will yet to come in the future. Miyom dibarti rotzo laimar, kol ha'yehudim, all of these events that have been designated to come, asher dibarti alecha miyom sheschalti l'daber alecha, v'hu mimei Yoshiyahu b'vayarei mazeh, As kulam tizkabar, I want you to relate every single one of these things in this Megillah, called what we call Megillah Seicha. This only had the first three parakim. Which three parakim? Parak 1, 2, and 4. Parak 3, 5, and 6 were added later. Three and five were added later. Three was added at the time of the death of Yoshiyahu, and five was a general summary. The birth of the first one. So right now he's only being instructed to write three parakim: Aleph, Beis, and Dalid. We'll see more about that later. Let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi. Paradak, Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi Bashana Harviyas Lehoyakim, Kakul Chasmila Sefer, Megillah Vigilion Yikari Klaf. A Megillah and a Gilion is called a Klaf, or Yagvil Sheyichtav Adam Alav, Uvisamcha Megillah Sefer, Ratzalai Ma Sheyichtav Aleha. You shall write words upon this parchment, the Oz Tikra, so then it will be called the Sefer. Pasuk Beis, Vichosavto Aleha, Kmo Aleha. You read it as if there's an ayin. Omar Shayikhtov Klal Hadvar Mirosh Hasef of Yadheno, where the Sinan's Hom Lavracha Darshu, Zo Megillas Echa. This refers to Megillas Echa. Okay, let's now go to Pasig Dalit. Pasig Dalit Vayikra Yirmio as Baruch Ben Neiriah, his loyal student. He called him Vayikhtov Baruch Mipi Yirmiyahu. So here it's very interesting that he himself did not write it down, he said the words.
He dictated it,
and here in it, Baruch Mirode Bipin Yirmiyahu is called Divrei Hashem Ashadibrei Elov Al Megillas Hasei Al Megillas Sefer. Vayitzaveh Yirmiyahu as Baruch Be Leimar Ani Otsur. I am going into hiding. I'm a wanted man. I cannot present this Megillah to the king, to Yehoyakim, and therefore I want you. I'm Otsur V'lo Uchal Lava Beis Hashem. I can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. They're going to kill me on the spot. Uvaso Atoh. Therefore, I'm giving you a very dangerous mission. You're going to be the shliach. You will go the korasta by Megillah, and you'll read the Megillah Asher Kosafta that you have written me pi from my mouth as divrei Hashem be oznei ha'am beis Hashem biyom tzom. Now, when is this yom tzom? So there are different interpretations when this was. We'll see in a moment. The gamba oznei kol Yehuda haboim le'arehem tikrem. You shall read this to all the people in their cities. You shall read it. Ulai. Maybe tibul techinos some lifnei Hashem. Maybe the people will pray to Hashem when they'll hear what it says in the Megillah. All the tragedies, all the horrors, they'll be mispalel v'yashuvu ish midarkoi hara ki gadol ha'afi hachema. The anger in chema is very great. Asher diber Hashem el ha'am hazeh. Vayas baruch ben eriya kochol asher tzvo yirmiyah hanavi likro basefer to read the sefer divrei Hashem beis Hashem. He actually read the sefer the likro basefer divrei Hashem beis Hashem. He actually went to beis Hamikdash and he read the sefer in front of all the people. Now let's see what happens over here in the Mefarshim pasuk Dalit in the Mitzudos David mipi yirmiyahu ritzon olayma yirmiyahu amar hadavar mipiv ubaruch ha'yukayse basefer dictation. Es kol divrei Hashem. It's an loymar kifi kol igin asher tziva loy Hashem al Megillah Sefer. Musav abayichtav loymar shabaruch b'kosam al Megillah Sefer. He wrote it on Megillah Sefer. Ani otzur. Yirmiyah said to Baruch ben Neriah, I cannot go. I am going to be otzur means detained. I have to conceal myself. Ani kolu b'maasar. I am locked up in a prison. V'lo uchal lavo be'atzmi beis Hashem. I cannot go to beis Hamikdash ki gam Yehoyakim kolo b'masor im kilo niskar. So here in the parentheses it says something very interesting that Tzidkiyahu was not the first person to imprison Yirmiyahu. We learned in the previous parakim that Yirmiyahu was imprisoned by Tzidkiyahu. It does not say anywhere explicitly in Nach that Yehoyakim imprisoned Yirmiyahu. Here we learn indirectly the fact that he says Ani Otsur means he was in prison as well. As Divrei Hashem Ratzolaymar Ha'inin Asher Tziva Lo Hashem U'Gam Lefi Sheyirmiyahu Amram Beruach Hakodesh Yikru. They call Divrei Hashem Im Ki Lo Amram B'Nevu Mamish. So here is something very interesting. Even though it's not Nevu Mamish, it's a very critical Radak or Mitzudas. Is that Mitzudas understanding that the words of Eicha, it's what it says, yes, are not B'Nevu Mamish.
Well, that's why the Malchus says that if it was Baruch, if it was Nevuah,
he would not write it himself.
The fact that he gave it to Baruch, you know, to write down.
It was in Ruach
HaKodesh. Okay. That's why he was, otherwise it wouldn't be allowed.
That's why the Megillahs are part, that's one of the interpretations, why the Megillahs are not part of the Sifrei Nevi'im. The Megillahs are part of the Sifrei Kisuvim, and this is a big topic in and of itself, what qualifies to be in the Kisuvim Nevi'im. One of the answers is, in order to be Nevuah, Nevim, it has to be Ruach HaKodesh. It has to be the Nevuah. But Ksuvim is only Ruach HaKodesh. Ki biyom tziva, ki oz yiskab sushama, im rov mirushalayim, im ori huda, and biyom, I'm sorry, biyom tzom, there's a mistake in my girsa. I have biyom tziva. What do you have in yours?
Tzom.
Okay, I have a mistake. Biyom tzom. On the day of fast, now what fast? Ki oz yiskab sushama, am rov mirushalayim, um ori huda. On a fast day, it does not tell us what the fast day is. Okay, no one here says it.
Only had one fast day at that point.
There was no Tisha B'Av, that's for sure.
Right. So
it was Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur. Yom
Kippur. Or maybe there was some other fast day we don't know about.
Well, that there were fast days because
of maybe did they start? In other words, Shivasa B'Tamuz wasn't a fast day yet.
No, Yehoyakim, right, can't be, right. Yeah, so it had to be Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, or was it fast day?
Nothing. The Dalet Tzomos didn't exist until Lucha Mayis Risha.
They were Tzomos because of rain.
Because of rain, or because of other tzaris, or Stama Yom Tzom is Yom Kippur. Is Yom Kippur. Okay, let's see what it says in the... what's the next pasuk? Next pasuk. Ulai, pasuk Zayin, Ulai. Kishe yishmu hadvarim ha'ila, Ulai yikona libam vatib b'tchinasa. Maybe when they'll hear these harsh words, they'll do tshuva. Ela'am, ala'am. Period. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Atsur b'beis hakela. Yirmiya was locked up in a prison by Yehoyakim. There is no more Rashi. Pause. Say, let's see. Radak. Vahi b'shana Radak. The last few words of Radak. Okay. Let's see. Starting from pasuk Dalit, pasuk Vav, Biyom Tzom. Let's start from pasuk Beis. Let's start the beginning. Vahi b'shana Harviz Milakam Yalakachol Milasef Milas Kilgilu Yikolaklaf. Pasuk Beis. For example, we did that. Okay. Let's pasuk Vav, Biyom Tzom, Biyom Tainis. The Adoni Avi Zohar Levracha Perush Biyom Kibbutz. He translates Tzom not as a fast day, a day of assembly. There was some type of public assembly that took place, but in Tzomos Hagidin, it's for example, the Tzomos Hagidin. That's where the Gidin, the sinews, they collect, they gather, they come to a junction, they come together. Kedivrei Rabbi Sitzchak Levracha, Ritzon Lema Yom Sheyiskapsu Ledivrei Ledavar Ulisyayitz Al Tzorasam. The day when they'll get together to speak Ulisyayitz and to seek counsel Al Tzorasam. It was like an internet asifa. Everyone would come together, and they would be there, and that's a good day to read Megillas Eicha. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Atem hadvekim Hashem alapechem chayim kulchem hayom. End up on a good note.